Hello and welcome. In today's episode, I'll be approaching a question that will always be open for debate as each and every one of us listens to and thinks about music differently. Nonetheless, all boils down to a musician's ability of hearing sounds in its head, and the question is, where do musical ideas come from? This shouldn't be anything strange if you think that a chef imagines tastes and aromas, or that painters imagine in terms of color and light. Musicians just happen to imagine sounds. In the case of music, this is called audiation, a term coined by Edwin Gordon. The music that we hear in our heads may be triggered by all sorts of cues that may occur while listening to music, improvising, composing, or while walking in the park, even if any music is present in the background. This ability is not the same as being able to understand music on a theoretical level. This is a cognitive process by which the brain gives meaning to sounds while arranging them in a musical way. There are several types of stages of audiation, and you can learn more about it by following the link in the description. This ability is dependent of a knowledge base that we, as individuals, acquire from being exposed to all sorts of musical contexts. In this process, we develop personal preferences and tendencies that will inform the way we listen, compose, or perform music. In sum, we audiate the tonal and rhythmic patterns that have been acquired throughout our experiences with music and use it in combinations that we hear in our heads. Because of this ability, we can also predict what will come next, based on our familiarity with the tonal and rhythmic conventions of the music being heard. As mentioned, this process is unique to each individual that draws from its personal and artistic experiences, aesthetic inclinations, cultural background, and upbringing. In that sense, we can say that each musical piece is potentially unique and special. With all that said, music isn't something random or mystical that happens in our heads and is therefore beyond understanding. We all have our experiences with it, and for the most part, it is something that you can learn more about, learn how it works, and more importantly, learn how you want it to work. Hopefully, it will help you to better translate what you are hearing in your head. This is the reason why you should study music theory, so you can make sense of what you are hearing and show the world your vision of how music could sound, your music. So, what are some of the ways we can bring forth the music in us? Here are some suggestions. Number 1. Make a song that somehow follows ideas of pre-existing work. As seen, we get our musical references by living and breathing music that isn't necessarily ours. It is how we combine these musical ideas that makes us sound unique, and this is how our brains work. So there is no reason why you should dismiss this approach on the basis of not being original. Once you start changing some musical elements of a given song to your liking, you will see that in no time you will end up with something very different and more personal. It is your interpretation of music that you are exploring, and doing so in the back of all the previous musicians before you. Use your musical heritage as the stepping stone for your compositions. And number 2, planning your music. This is a way of finding some sense of where you want to go while trying to convey a message, an idea, or feeling. This will help you to organize your thoughts and give direction or purpose to your musical endeavors. This is your guideline to choosing how a chord progression or melodic line should sound and feel, the tempo of the song, more or less busy rhythmic parts, and so on. Again, and tooting the same horn, developing your own aesthetic by being exposed to all sorts of musical contexts is very important, as it will also help you decide which ideas to pursue. Number 3. Creating a melody over an existing chord progression. Pick a chord progression that you are especially fond of and try to compose or improvise your own melodies over it by singing or playing in your instrument. After a while, I'm sure you will come up with something unique. Number 4. Reharmonize an existing melody. You can also do the opposite of what I previously mentioned. Jazz musicians do this all the time with jazz standards. More often than not, these reharmonizations take off and give way to whole new musical worlds. If you wish, once you have new chords, do the same as mentioned previously and create your own unique melody on top of these new chords. These last two suggestions can work well with any element of music you pick up. Start with a rough transcription of what you think is happening in a given song, or something that moves you, and then start adding your personal touch. Look at it as if you were trying to improve, or in other words, try to remake the musical parts as you would like to hear them. Number 5. Listening to other musical genres. This is a good way of getting out of your comfort zone in what concerns to your music listening habits. There is always something good to take away if you care to take a look at it. Not to mention that you will be increasing your musical vocabulary. Final tip: learn music theory. Learn about how music works, how you can recreate that musical effect, and why it sounds the way it does. Also, take the time to figure out what works best for you in terms of the process of music composition, of how you can better organize the knowledge you have accumulated, and most importantly, the most effective way to use it. And with all that said, remember that these are all suggestions that may help you to bring forth the music in you. As always, experiment as much as possible, as learning music is a process of self-discovery as well. Now that you know where music comes from, it is time to start your next song. It's all for now, and I'll see you on the next episode. Happy composing!